From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. Belgian prosecutors say three people have been detained in Brussels, prompted by Thursday's arrest of a French national in Paris suspected of plotting a new attack. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Belgium's Prime Minister Charles Michel and assured him of U.S. support in the wake of this week's Brussels attacks.
Our mission to defeat and destroy Daesh is not going to be accomplished overnight. It's going to take some time and patience and persistence. It will require resources and commitment and cooperation across many cultures and beliefs, and the recognition that this is, in fact, truly a global challenge.
Secretary Kerry also laid a wreath at the Brussels airport, one of the two sites hit by bombings that left more than 30 people dead. U.S. forces have killed Abdur Ar-Rahman Mustafa al-Kaduli, an Islamic State finance minister, also responsible for the terrorist group's external affairs, Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said Friday.
We are systematically eliminating ISIL's cabinet. Indeed, the U.S. military killed several key ISIL terrorists this week, including, we believe, Haji Iman.
Carter would not say whether Kaduli, also known as Haji Iman, was killed in Iraq or Syria, nor would he say whether the IS leader was killed in a raid or an airstrike. According to a U.S. defense official, Kaduli was actively plotting to conduct terror attacks in the West. The official said the U.S. military believes Kaduli was providing money to foreign fighters trying to develop and carry out attacks similar to the attack this week in Brussels. This is VOA News. Iraqi officials say a suicide bomb blast Friday night killed at least 40 people and wounded more than 80 others. Authorities say the suicide bomber detonated his explosive belt on an athletic field 40 kilometers south of the capital, Baghdad. The French news agency reports the explosion happened when officials were handing out trophies to players after a local football tournament. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for that attack. Three Western U.S. states, Alaska, Hawaii, and Washington, are holding Democratic presidential caucuses today in the run-up to the Democratic convention. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is the front-runner with a commanding lead in the delegate count, but Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders refuses to quit and in some places is a formidable opponent of Clinton. South Korean activists have dropped tens of thousands of propaganda leaflets on a border city of North Korea to commemorate the sixth anniversary of the sinking of a South Korean ship in which 46 sailors were lost. Seoul blames Pyongyang for the sinking and in return suspended trade and investment ties. Some 50,000 leaflets floated in the city of Paju Saturday, carried by gas balloons, carrying messages condemning North Korea's tradition of absolute power centered in one's family. They called on dictator Kim Jong-un to step down and stop threatening Western nations with nuclear war. Tens of thousands of Rolling Stones fans streamed into a sports complex in Havana, Cuba, for a free concert Friday night. Kasia, a tourist from Poland, was at that concert.
It's brilliant. It's very historical thing. Lots of people around the world came here to watch Rolling Stones.
For many years, the Rolling Stones' music was banned in Cuba because it was thought to be subversive. As Afghanistan's national unity government approaches its second anniversary, a new BBG Gallup poll survey shows deep public dissatisfaction with the country's national leadership. The respondents were asked for their assessment of life today compared with life a year ago. Nearly 69% said things in their life have gotten somewhat worse or much worse over the past year. Earth is not the only planet in the solar system with northern lights, according to a new study. Jupiter, it turns out, also has a similar phenomenon. Researchers say this is the first time Jupiter's aurora borealis has been examined thanks to a giant solar storm that hit the planet. When giant solar storms arrive at Jupiter's magnetosphere, they push its boundary by 2 million kilometers. Researchers say this causes the planet's X-ray aurora. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.